Good afternoon. This is your RTL Today News at 4 o'clock. I'm John Baker. Civil society representatives and politicians took to the streets today to protest against perceived inequalities between Amazon in comparison to other businesses in the Grand Duchy. They especially highlighted their concern regarding Amazon's tax contributions, as well as the lack of transparency over its water consumption or CO2 emissions. Eurostat's newest figures show that people who work in the Grand Duchy earn by far the most in the European Union. Based on data from 2022, people who work full-time in Luxembourg earn an average of €82,969 per year, making it the highest income across the EU. In contrast, the EU average gross income is €39,808. Black Friday was the topic of discussions on RTL this morning as Paul Ernster of the Ernster Bookshop chain visited the studios. According to Ernster, the Black Friday sales are becoming increasingly important in Luxembourg's retail sector. After the regular sales, Black Friday is now the most important date in the calendar for shops and has become the starting point for Christmas shopping, adding that more regulation is needed to ensure retailers do not manipulate prices. In international news, the death toll from Hong Kong's worst fire in decades has now risen to 128, as authorities arrested eight more people and outlined how malfunctioning fire alarms and flammable construction materials led to the tragedy. Families are scouring hospitals and victim identification stations, hoping to find their loved ones, with around 200 people still listed as missing and 89 bodies as yet unidentified. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier and his wife joined King Philippe VI of Spain today on a visit to Guernica Cemetery to honour Nazi war victims, becoming the first German leader to visit the Spanish town where hundreds of civilians were killed in 1937. The elite Condor Legion razed the North Basque town on April 26, 1937, in support of General Franco's rebels during the Spanish Civil War alongside fascist Italy. Sports now, and Cole Palmer is fit to start Chelsea's meeting with Premier League leaders Arsenal this weekend after more than 2 months on the sidelines, manager Enzo Maresca has said. The England forward has not played for the club since September the 20th, initially missing with a groin problem before fracturing a toe. And finally, the scheduled launch of rugby's proposed Rebel R360 competition targeting the game's top stars has been delayed by 2 years to 2028. The R360 chiefs said the new timescale would offer a number of benefits, including stronger market conditions, greater commercial certainty, and a significantly more favourable environment for players. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Well, it's pretty grim out there at the moment with an abundance of what the Cornish call mizzle, a mixture of mist and drizzle. The current temperature is around 6 degrees and it looks like we will not get too much change in these conditions for the rest of the day.